The most profound point that I'd like to make here is that this homeless class only received about half of the Silva training. 6 weeks after their training, I recommunicated with Truxton Sykes. I wanted to know how they were doing. Truxton was so excited. He said 70% of those that I worked with not only were able to find homes, find jobs, but several of them had gotten off of crack cocaine. In a later class in June, one of the men who had heard that I was back in town, now this is a man who had gotten off of crack cocaine, found a home, and had gotten a real job, took off work, got on a bus, and came across town to another church where I was teaching the second homeless class because he wanted to share with that class what had happened in his life. And he was so inspiring that in that class we had a nurse who had lost her job because she had been stealing drugs for her drug habit. And when she was finally caught and fired, of course, after a month or so, she was out on the street living on cement, eating at the soup kitchens, and had given up on life. And later I found out that she was able to use the Silva techniques not only to find a home, but she decided to completely change careers. She actually went and got full training and was working her way into becoming a mortgage broker and was at a level that she felt very successful and was receiving an income and training, and she owed it all to the Silva techniques. So imagine if the homeless people can do what they did in their lives with the Silva techniques, imagine what it can do for you in your life. And now to explain to you how you can get your guidance from higher intelligence to help you fulfill your mission in life, let me introduce you to Jose Luis Romero, the director of Silva Ultramind Systems, who's worked with Jose Silva since 1971.